produced and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Daily Audio Stash is where responsible marijuana smokers listen in on the latest news about cannabis, hear the voices of the marijuana law reform movement in special segments and interviews, and kick back with comedy and music no other podcast can offer. It's Normal's Daily Audio Stash. More information at normalaudiostash.com. Welcome back to the Audio Stash. Today, I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us at Normal to end marijuana prohibition in America. Just visit NORML.org. Today on the program, we're going to have a rundown of the top 10 marijuana-related stories of 2006, as compiled by Normal's senior policy analyst, Paul Armentano. On Monday, the first day of 2007, we'll have complete audio covering these stories for you right here on the Audio Stash. Also, later on today, we're going to have some music. We're probably going to have some Soja, some Herbal Nation, maybe some Ominous Words if we have some time today. We're going to have some great New Year's music for you this weekend. And take a moment to join Normal today, folks. Just go to NORML.org. We also have Join Now links at NormalAudioStash.com. Make sure that 2007 is the year you join Normal and help end prohibition. Now let's get to our roundup of the top 10 marijuana stories of 2006. Today we feature 2006, the year in review, Normal's top 10 events that shaped marijuana policy. Number 1. Cannabis smoking not linked to lung cancer or UAT cancers, largest case-controlled study says. Smoking cannabis, even long-term, is not positively associated with increased incidence of lung cancer, according to the findings of the largest population-based case-control study ever conducted. Quote, "We did not observe a positive association of marijuana use, even heavy long-term use, with lung cancer, controlling for tobacco smoking and other potential co-founders," close quote, investigators concluded. Their data further revealed that moderate lifetime users had an inverse association between cannabis use and lung cancer. The 5-year trial was sponsored by the U.S. National Institutes of Health, or NIH. Full text of the study appeared in the October issue of the journal Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention. Number 2. Nearly half of Americans say pot should be regulated like alcohol. Nearly 1 out of 2 Americans support amending federal law to, quote, "let states legally regulate and tax marijuana the way they do liquor and gambling," close quote, according to a national poll of 1,004 likely voters by Zogby International and commissioned by the Normal Foundation in March. 46% of respondents, including a majority of those polled on the East and West Coasts, said that they supported legalization. Nearly 2/3 of 18 to 29-year-olds, or 65%, and half of 50 to 64-year-olds think federal law should be amended to allow states the option to regulate marijuana. Number 3. Marijuana arrests for year 2005, most ever. Police arrested an estimated 786,545 persons for marijuana violations in 2005, the highest annual total ever recorded in the United States, according to statistics compiled in September by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. An American is now arrested for violating marijuana laws every 40 seconds. Number 4. clinical trial. Vaporization is a safe and effective cannabinoid delivery system. Vaporization is a, quote, safe and effective, close quote, cannabinoid delivery system for patients desiring the rapid onset of action associated with cannabis inhalation, but who are seeking to avoid the respiratory risks of smoking. According to clinical trial data published this spring in the Journal of Pharmaceutical Sciences, vaporization delivers the, quote, palomal uptake of THC in a manner comparable to the smoking of cannabis, while avoiding the respiratory disadvantages of smoking, close quote, the study concluded. Number 5. Cannabinoids curb brain tumor growth, first ever patient trial shows. THC administration decreases recurrent glioblastoma multiforme, or GBM, tumor growth in humans. According to the findings of the first ever clinical trial assessing cannabinoids' anti-tumor action, previous preclinical studies indicate that cannabinoids and endocannabinoids can stave off tumor progression and trigger cell death in other cancer lines, including breast carcinoma, prostate carcinoma, colorectal carcinoma, skin carcinoma, and pancreatic adenocarcinoma. Number 6. Democratic shift in Congress bodes well for cannabis law reform. Democrats' takeover this November of the House and Senate is likely to pay dividends for marijuana law reformers in 07 and 08. Commenting on the election results, Normal Executive Director Alan St. Pierre said, quote, "It is our hope that with new Democratic leadership, we will finally be able to move forward with legislation and hearings on both the physician-approved medical use of marijuana as well as the decriminalization of cannabis for responsible adults," close quote. Number 7. Court says state medical pot policies not trumped by federal law. California's decade-old marijuana law is legal because it does not, quote, require, close quote, conduct that violates federal law, a state superior court judge ruled in December. The decision rejected a lawsuit filed by San Diego County supervisors, who had argued that the state's medical cannabis laws should be preempted by the Federal Controlled Substances Act. The supervisors have announced that they intend to appeal the decision. Number 8. Congress scales back ban on student aid for drug offenders. Congress approved legislation in 2006, lifting the ban on federal aid to students who have a prior nonviolent drug conviction. Under the amended law, students with past drug convictions will now be eligible to apply for federal financial aid. Although those students who are convicted of a nonviolent drug offense while in college will continue to be stripped of their federal aid eligibility. Since 1998, some 200,000 students have been denied financial aid under the law. Number 9. Court strikes down Alaska pot recrim law. A 2006 Alaska law seeking to redefine minor marijuana possession as a criminal offense punishable by jail time is unconstitutional, a state superior court judge ruled in July. The ruling struck down sections of the new law criminalizing the possession of 1 ounce or less of cannabis, but leaves in place measures prohibiting the possession of greater amounts. And number 10, new report finds cannabis can halt disease progression. Recently published clinical and preclinical research on the therapeutic use of cannabis indicates that cannabinoids may curb the progression of various serious and life-threatening diseases, particularly autoimmune disorders such as multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, and inflammatory bowel disease, as well as neurological disorders such as Alzheimer's disease and amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, according to a comprehensive new report published in September by the Normal Foundation. The report summarizes over 140 recently published trials assessing the therapeutic utility of cannabinoids for the treatment of more than a dozen diseases, including diabetes, hepatitis C, multiple sclerosis, and Tourette's syndrome. More information about all of these stories and membership in the Normal Foundation is available at norml.org. Now it's time for some holiday music here on the Audio Stash, some New Year's weekend music. We got some great stuff. We have had so many awesome bands here on the Audio Stash this year from podshow.com, the Independent Online Distribution Alliance, and folks like this Soja, the Soldiers of Ja Army. You can link up to their CDs on our website, normalaudiostash.com. Soja got in contact with us and wanted to do something to help the foundation and help out the podcast. If you're a musician and you'd like to submit tracks, send us an email to podcast@normal.org. And a huge thanks to the guys in Soja for letting us play these tracks here on the Audio Stash today. Here's a track from their album, Peace in a Time of War.
That Bush could be my president, and really I don't care. They say Cheney make my decision, but he don't, so I'm just not there. I'm gonna see the same lies when they are coming in of the next 4 years. So pardon me if I don't cry when your election go the way it is. Some peace in a time of war, some peace in a time of war, some peace in a time of war, some peace in a time of political war. They say that we elect the leader to lead forward and make decisions, but I never read the policy and war discussed during an election. It seems that war is something over which people have no prevention. But the people want it anyway, and so they elect some destruction. Destruction. I need peace in a time of war. Yeah, some peace in a time of war. Oh, peace in a time of war. Yeah, some peace in a time of political. Haile Selassie. Hey, that's not for I. Hey, the only true ground king of creation. Haile
Selassie.
And foreign bullets never touch our pavement. It seems to me people know not extent of their involvement. And things are not as they seem, and underneath the beast is not clean. Not clean. Yo, but we support the leader who use media to make them seem so clean. In a time of war, oh, peace in a time of war, some peace in a time of war, some peace in a time of political war. if I'm not a part of this world. For all of its representative are so secretive. For so far, there's very little love and abundance of hatred. And is this a legacy I leave for my children? That's when we know it's a sudden destruction. In our own there is no security. Hey, one God will move forward with one destiny. Hey, revolution fire. I'll never forsake I. Achieved through war is no peace. Equality don't mean nothing if you fake it. And we already know more than they believe. And when they think that it's peace and safety, that's when you know it's a sudden destruction. Cause in Rome there is no security. One God will move forward with one destiny. Revolution guy. Shall we never forsake I.
From the album Peace in a Time of War, right here on the Audio Stash today. We have links to that CD at normalaudiostash.com. Also, one of the great musical guests we've had here on the program this year is Herbal Nation. We interviewed the drummer and producer Stumpy right here on the Audio Stash. And here's a track from their Herbal Nation self-titled album. We have links to it at normalaudiostash.com.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed.
Some Herbal Nation 21st Century Funk here on the Audio Stash today. We have links to those guys at normalaudiostash.com. That was Herbal Nation again. They were on stage at the High Times Stony Awards in October of this year. We're going to round things out today with a Pod Safe artist found up at podshow.com. Here's San Francisco-based reggae group Dread Days with this track, Trees.
Yo, J. Swift. Man, them talk about the passing me by. Me a talk about the get high. Respect to the far side. Me say me come with the Cali. Forever. Good day. Say this you not the dread day. Me come with the Cali. Me dip. Me dolly with the gal Sally. Cause Sally like to smoke a blunt in the morning before the sun start rise and yawning. Cause that is the time for the boom mind. That's the best time for the get high. So grab your button, grab your bowl and grab your paper. Give me the sock and what me see you later. You want to watch out for the player hater. You mess around, you get served like a waiter. No, the naughty dread days. Me never in a rage. Me run the herb on the sea. Cause that is the time, me take a little lift. Me kick it by myself and me smoke me spliff. Me thank him for the gift, me thank him for the stock. Mic in my hand and the words for talk. So legalize it, legalize it. And this is not the journey to me advertise it. To the same upon the TV, so with a big spliff. 1-800-MAN, so take a lift, see.
Smoke the trees tonight.
feel sad. But when me get me big bag, me get glad. Buy it upon the street, man, you get had. Crumble the herb since me was a lad. And me nah quit like me spliff. Take one draw, take a little hit. Bust two shot if you're down with it. You get the munchies, but you still love it. Me down with the girl who know if you roll it. You have the good herb, then you bowl it. So don't talk bad about the herb. Don't put a man in jail for the herb. Man, them smoke herb round the world. It bring good vibes to all the girls. So keep your liquor, keep your coke, and keep your hero. You lose your life and you lose your dinero. This not the dread day, me coming in the stereo. Me move my herb, man, from the low, low. The blunt lit, so me half a go, go. Yeah. Smoke the chronic and them smoke the tie. Smoke the stress, them puff pon the lie. No, I can't let both not go pass me by. Because me love the high. Remember the first time you take a hit. Remember the first time you get lit. Remember the first time you did a cough. Remember the first time you did a laugh. It was a sunny day. The girls then they pass my way. But I had a big, big spliff. So they decided to stay. Bah, for me say some girl lover. Power and money. My girl lover. Herb and honey. Some girl lover. Diamonds and gold. My girl love when the herb a roll. Cause they make me feel right. Especially in the night. So girl make me turn off the light. Light a candle and hold your so tight, yeah.
That was Dread Days, found up at podshow.com, some San Francisco-based reggae for you here today. I'm Chris Goldstein, your host and humble narrator for the Audio Stash. I hope everyone has a very safe and very fun and very green new year. This has been Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. If you listen to the Audio Stash, vote for us at Podcast Alley or other podcast directory services. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today, and we're back at 4:20 on Monday. The podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.